This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, greetings, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That's why we're here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 33 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle, but what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system, it is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, and while some folks may call that a miracle, it really is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. We love hearing from you. If you have a comment or success story you'd like to share, questions about our True Skin Health products, formulations, ingredients, 844-236-6010 is our number. For longevity products, you can head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com, or you can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470, and click on the Join the Team Now link on brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com if you want to sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team. And don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com and now our nutritional supplements and herbal extracts at truthnourishment.com. Thank you, Robert Lundgren, for setting that one up, truthnourishment.com. Okay, we have been talking, well, we started off talking about memes and mechanisms, looking at the world mimetically versus looking at the world mechanistically, looking at the world the way it's structured versus looking at the way we hear it's structured, believe it's structured, and this has kind of taken us down the path of the medical model and the history of the medical model and the medical paradigm, because in the world of health, the medical meme, the meme that we can be medicalized, the meme, the belief system that the doctor is all-knowing and infallible, and I don't mean that, I don't mean to rip on any individual doctors. It's the model. This meme has been responsible probably for more deaths than any war we've ever fought. Maybe even if, I don't even know, hundreds of thousands a year, it's got to be in the billions by now if you go back to ancient Sumeria. In any case, we started off by talking about memes versus mechanisms, how health has been branded. That's everything in our lives has been branded. It's like politics is the classic example of branding. The red team and the blue team, they're literally the red team and the blue team in politics. Sports is branded. People have associate with the brand, the Oakland Raiders or the Denver Broncos. There's a brand that people associate with. We think in terms of brands. We think in terms of shortcuts, these symbols. And it's unfortunately, at the end of the day, human beings are simple-minded. We're simple. If our brain doesn't have to work, it's not going to work. If our brain doesn't have to think critically, it's not going to think critically. This is what marketers discovered. If you give an opportunity, give people an opportunity to think in terms of a brand, they'll be bought in every time. That's what branding is about. That's what the science of branding is about. People get PhDs in branding. Every time I talk to somebody who's chronically ill and has digestive issues, and they tell me they're gluten-free, inside, I cringe a little bit. When you guys call up here and you say, oh, but I'm gluten-free, gluten is like a silly little buzzword. It's a meme. And in the world of nutrition, in the world of diet, in the world of health, just as much as in the world of medicine, we deal in shortcuts. We deal in memes. Gluten is a little buzzword. If you want to be accurate and logical about food, and you want to be mechanistic about the relationship between the digestive system and symptoms, you got to recognize that gluten is just a sliver of the problem. There's hundreds of problems in grains and flours and avocados and celery. You know, I mean, you got to see how your body reacts specifically, but we think in brands. So we think in terms of gluten. Same with genetics. We think in terms of genetics. If you have diabetes and you think you have diabetes because your mother had diabetes or your doctor said, well, it's just in your family, that's a meme. That's not a mechanism. And we think that way. We think it's shortcuts. Mechanistically, the gene is controlled by all kinds of lifestyle points and environmental points. Every time you think a thought, you change your genes. That's the science of it. That's not just a belief. That's the science of it. Every time you think a thought, your genetics change via hormone actions. And it happens pretty darn quickly. I don't know if it's instantaneously with every thought, but with a trend of thoughts, your genetics change. So in our last program, we talked about the development of the pharmaceutical industry. The pharmaceutical industry is an offshoot of the organic chemistry business. As soon as they figured out how to do organic chemistry, boom, within 40 years, they were synthesizing aspirin. It was really quite an amazing discovery that we could make life, that we could make the biochemistry of life. In the 1800s, right around the time of organic chemistry, actually, Mary Shelley wrote the book Frankenstein. Frankenstein was about life, about making life, about taking a bunch of parts, dead bodies and creating life out of it through electricity. Electricity came around, or the understanding of electricity started to come around about the same time. So it was kind of a big deal. Scientists were beginning to feel like they were gods, like they could make life. And the idea of manipulating the body with biochemistry at the molecular level, or the biomolecular level, the idea of manipulating biomolecules, biochemistry, naturally and inevitably led to a logical next step, which was, how are we going to make, first alleviate human suffering and then make money off of it? And the first time, big time molecule, the first time this was done was in about 1850. They figured out that if they could tweak a very well-known molecule and make it a little bit less irritating and more bioavailable, they could have a really powerful pain medicine, and that was aspirin, as we talked about yesterday. Aspirin, or salicylic acid, is an active ingredient found in nature. And it's been used as a pain reliever in a subtle form via plants. People could eat the herb. Salicylic acid on its own, they couldn't really do. It was very irritating to the stomach. It's very harsh. And so they couldn't really extract it. But they could use willow, and they could use another plant called meadow sweet. And around 1850, 1860, they started playing around with it. And they managed to create a very special form of salicylic acid from the meadow sweet plant called aspirin. They call it aspirin because it's acetylated. That's a chemical term. So it's got a little chunk stuck on it. Remember, everything was about Tinker Toys. So all they basically did was they stuck a Tinker Toy piece onto salicylic acid. Salicylic acid is a molecule found in nature. You stick a Tinker Toy piece on it, and all of a sudden it becomes less harsh and easy for the body to absorb and utilize. So the A is a little Tinker Toy piece. The spear, S-P-I-R, is comes from the Latin spirea, which is what the meadow sweet plant is, spirea ulmeria, technically, asper, and the in is just a common chemical ending, aspirin. And they got the name aspirin, and man, did that set the world on fire, at least the pharmaceutical world. Aspirin really didn't get going until the 1899 there, in the late 1800s. That's when it started to be marketed. By the turn of the century, it was a big-time drug, probably the biggest. It was probably the most important pain-relieving remedy for the common person, and for a very good reason. And we'll talk about that when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll be back right after this.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the bright side. 844-236-6010 is our number. 844-236-6010 is our number. Got lots of lines open for you. The Longevity products can be purchased at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com, or by calling 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470, and take a look at our Truth
skin health products at truthtreatments.com. We have a special running. We call it the perfect pair. It's on the front page at truthtreatments.com. Truthtreatments.com. Get a $39 Truth Transdermal Serum, voted one of the top 150 products in the world by Harper's Bazaar magazine, I am proud to say. Get a trial size Truth Transdermal Serum and get a full size mist for free. And it's up at truthtreatments.com. Just put in the discount code the perfect pair. All right, so we're talking about the development of aspirin as a reflection of the parallel development of the drug model of health, the pharmaceutical model of health. It was kind of revolutionary to make the biochemicals of life, but it was really when they started to apply the biochemistry of life or the biochemistry of living chemicals and living molecules to industry. To factories. They had all these big factories. It used to be that the people making the drugs were just like the independent, what was a pharmacist back then. They would just take your herbs and grind them up in a little mortar and pestle. And we all know the typical or stereotypical way that Paracelsus and those medieval medicine men appeared. But after the development of biochemistry and organic chemistry, they started to retool dye factories, which were owned by big companies, to making drugs because the profit margin was so ungodly. And that's really when the pharmacomedical model really got going. It started about 1899, 1898 when aspirin was starting to get out there. I think the first synthesis of aspirin was 1896 or 1897. It was within 3 or 4 years it was huge. And it got the whole pharmacy thing going. It wasn't very long before drugs really became a significant part of medical practice. In fact, the Flexner Report and the very science of medicine really got going about the same time, not the science of medicine, but the culture of medicine, the thing called medicine. There was no thing called medicine before the Flexner Report. There were a bunch of people could be doctors just by claiming they were doctors, or they could get send away in the mail for a doctor's license. There was no real standardization of medicine. Right around the time they figured out how to work with drugs and how to make drugs, they saw the profit margin in drugs. That's when they started to figure, well, we got to get these doctors on board, we'll get a whole system going, and that's when the whole medical model that we know today was born. It was born right around the time the drugs started to really get big at the turn of the 20th century. And I would present to you that it was not a coincidence. For the first time, you could use, in a kind of strategic way, you could use something called drugs that were produced in factories as a way of controlling human biochemistry, for better or worse. And you got to remember, there were no vitamins back then. There was no really understanding of nutrients. Vitamins didn't get going until the 1930s. So right around that time, in early 1900s, we were still had these rose-colored glasses on about science and what science could do. The Flexner Report came out, the codification and the systemization of medical diagnoses and medical practices and approved medical practices started to become systemized and centralized. That's when medical schools had to have specific kinds of licensing. And it was a short jump from that point to this thing called medicalization, which is the idea that you can be medicalized for all kinds of things, from obesity to baldness to childbirth. All of this became medicalized. It became the realm of the medical model. And that's where medical tyranny began. Medical tyranny is the idea that the doctors rule. It's about, when it comes to your health, it's about the doctor. They do whatever they want to do. They know all. They are infallible, just like the Pope. They are the modern day priest, the connection to God. That's the end result of medical tyranny, or the beginning of medical tyranny, is this idea that the doctor could do no wrong. And we're still in it today. And Benjamin Rush warned us about it in the late 1800s, in the time of the Declaration of Independence. So, Anyway, aspirin O became very popular. Before Interbreak, I was telling you why aspirin became so popular. It became popular for two factors, because of two reasons. Number one, the body knew how to work with aspirin. And number two, it works on a fundamental enzyme system. And that's why, number one, it was safe, because the body knew how to work with it. And number two, it had all of these properties, because it worked in a fundamental enzyme system that was involved in inflammation. Pain. It was a pain reliever par excellence that you could take without a doctor. You could just go to the store and get your aspirin. It was amazing. It revolutionized over-the-counter home medicine. And it got us to the point today where most medicine cabinets are filled with various aids and medications. OTC meds, as they say. We humans just want to get out of pain. It's not just physical pain, existential pain. Aspirin doesn't work on existential pain, but it works on physical pain. And medicine's first role is to get people out of pain. That's medicine's main role, is to get people out of pain. It has devolved, or evolved, depending on how you look at it, into a system that prevents the pain from even coming close to us. But it started out as just a way to get out of pain, and we humans want to be out of pain. The real problem arises when medicine expands its role and gives us and insists that we need to interact with it just in case, in getting us out of future pain that doesn't even exist yet. That's what most of our medication is about. It's about getting us out of future pain to prevent something from happening. Statin drugs, you take statin drugs to prevent something from happening, something that does not exist yet. You take a statin drug. Never mind your health, and make no mistake about it, drugs cannot help us with our health. That's not their role. That's why they always have to do statistics. Because the only way to show that statins work is by doing statistical analysis and showing that out of every 100 people who would have had a heart attack, only 98 people had the heart attack. Right? I mean, that's basically how you know statins work. It's just statistical manipulation. It's not biochemistry, it's statistics. Drugs can't help us. Health is not a statistic, and drugs can't help you with health. Drugs can only help you with statistics, for the most part. Now, pain pills are a little different, antibiotics are a little different, but most of the pills we take help us with statistics, not health. That's the problem with drugs, in my opinion, because the statistical benefits are theoretical. The side effects, those are real. You cannot get around a toxicity or a side effect. It's just how the nature of drugs. Those are real. The deprivation of coenzyme Q10 when you take statin drug, that's real. You are going to deprive your body of making coenzyme Q10 when you take statin drug. That's real. The 2% less heart attack that you have, less risk of heart attack that you have, that's a statistic. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll be back right after this.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Minnesota Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar and President Trump are still going after each other as the president this morning blasted the media for covering what he called a tiny staged crowd. When Omar arrived at an airport in Minneapolis last evening, greeted by constituents, Thousands of Trump supporters had, at a Wednesday night rally in North Carolina, chanted, "Send her back," referring to the Somali-born first-term Democratic lawmaker. Last night, she told her supporters,
"We are going to continue to be a nightmare to this president because his policies are a nightmare to us."
The National Weather Service says dangerous heat and humidity will engulf at least two-thirds of the American mainland this weekend. New records could be set in at least 30 cities. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the bright side and got lines open at 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. I want to remind you to check out our new shopping website with various extracts and organic cocoa powder and our bergamot products, which were unavailable for a little bit there. Bergamot Ultimate and Bergamot Natural Menopause Hormone Support, two new bergamot products that are up. And that's at truthnourishment.com, truthnourishment.com. Also, our True Skin Health products are up at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. Pharmacy potent, pharmacy formulated, prescription potent, without a prescription. All our products were developed in my compound and pharmacy for healing the skin. And as it turns out, healing is beauty, which should come as no surprise to anybody who's listening to this program. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. This is from NBC News. Broken heart syndrome may be linked to cancer. A study published in the Journal of the American Heart Association found that 1 in 6 people with broken heart syndrome had cancer. Broken heart syndrome, which is technically known as stress cardiomyopathy, is a short-term condition, they say. I think it might be more chronic than they're letting us know, than they believe. But in any case, it's officially a temporary condition that's brought on by stress. Usually when people die or there's a breakup or some kind of stressful emotional situation can lead to this cardiomyopathy, stress cardiomyopathy. Cardio meaning heart, myo, muscle, pathy, sick. You can get you get a sick heart when you get a broken heart. So it's called broken heart syndrome. When your heart gets broken, you get a sick heart. And now they're linking it to cancer. It should come as no surprise. It should only come as a surprise if you believe in that the only things that go wrong in the body are physical. It's not true. The emotion and the mental natures are linked to the physical nature. We have not yet caught up with that. It's still weird to people. It's still weird to the modern medical model. In the book, The Structure of Scientific Revolution, The Structure of Scientific Evolution, or Revolutions maybe, Thomas Kuhn wrote a book about how science progresses, how my thinking progresses, and he said science progresses funeral by funeral, meaning the old way has to die before the new guard, the new belief system kicks in, and mind-body is still considered strange to the modern medical model. So they get, oh my God, when things like this happen, they're like blown away. Of course, if you have high levels of stress, because you got a stress, you have some, a stressful situation, and it's stressful enough to cause your cardiomyopathy, of course, it's going to affect your immune system, and cancer is an immune system problem. Cancer is when the immune system has been standing down. Stress will tell the immune system to stand down. We are more prone towards immune issues when we're under stress. And so cancer is an immune issue. Cancer is when the body's immune system doesn't do its business. Under ordinary circumstances, the immune system will take care of cancer. Under healthy conditions, the immune system will take care of cancer. It is a contingency that the body is prepared for at the cellular level. Cancer is a something that occurs. The body's evolved with little changes and tweaks happening in the genome, which is what has to happen for cancer to occur. Cancer has to, the gene has to change, the genetics have to change, and the body knows how to do it. Cells know how to take care of that. That's a contingency that the body has figured out how to deal with. Cells have figured out how to deal with. It's only when the immune system is suppressed for a long period of time, i.e., when there's lots of cortisol and stress, the cancer comes out. That's the mechanism. The meme is, oh, it's all in your head. Oh, there's no proof. That's the meme. The meme is that is the body is the body, and we just take drugs if we have a heart problem. The implication of this kind of understanding and this kind of study now that's been shown is that there is a way we can control our biochemistry using mental and emotional strategies. To me, as a healthcare professional, that is a powerful idea that doesn't need to be dismissed or marginalized or poo-pooed, but taken advantage of. It's like the placebo effect. They make fun of the placebo effect. They say, oh, that's just a placebo. Like, that's a problem. And when they do drug tests, they have to filter out for the placebo effect just to see if the drug works. That is so backwards. That is so backwards. It should be, they should be working with the placebo effect and filtering out the toxicity and seeing if it was the drug or the toxicity and you focusing on the placebo effect. Just my opinion. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. Let's go to Missouri. We got lines open, by the way, 844-236-6010. Let's go to Missouri and say good morning to Brent. Let me see how I get Brent here.
Hello?
There he is. What's up, Brent? How you doing, buddy?
Oh, good. Love talking to you. Love you educating me all the time.
Awesome.
Going through a little hard time right now. For the last 7 months, I've had some vein treatments, severe cramping in my legs, Charlie horses in the night and all that stuff. They told me it was a process of the healing and all that.
Wait a minute. You had vein surgery, and then post-surgery you're cramping up?
Well, through the whole process, I wouldn't say it was really a surgery. It was, you know, the spider vein kind of treatment.
Got it. I understand. I understand. How old are you, Brent?
I just turned 50.
Okay. Well, you're a young guy, number one. Are you overweight?
I could lose about 20 pounds. I've been a bodybuilder all my life, so I carry on a lot of muscle with it.
You're clogged up, it sounds like to me, buddy. Are you clogged? Feel like things aren't moving like they should? That's usually what spider rings are about.
That's true. The issue is the cramping. I've already had a second opinion on a doctor's. They say my veins are fine now. The cramping has gone up to in my upper body, my arm.
It's not a vein issue. It's a metabolism issue. It's a chemistry issue. Clogging up is probably keeping you from getting electrolytes and B vitamins, water-soluble nutrients. That's one thing I would be doing. Are you on Beyond Tangy Tangerine?
Yes, I am, and I'm taking, tons of magnesium every day. I have loose stools.
Here's the problem with electrolytes like that. You don't want to just take one and tons of one, because you'll throw things off. You follow me?
Yeah, I'm taking potassium as well.
I know, but it's hard to know whether you need magnesium, a certain ratio of magnesium to calcium, potassium. You don't know the proportions. So you got to be careful about taking a lot of one thing. So when you say tons, I don't know if you're, you know, what you mean by that. You mean like 2,000 milligrams a day?
Well, I mean, I'm taking Epsom salt bath. I'm taking magnesium glycinate about a teaspoon or a couple teaspoons a day.
Is how much? That sounds like a lot. It depends on the concentration. So I don't want to, put you on the spot here. But the point I'm trying to make is there's balances with electrolytes, number one. Cramping is a sign of electrolyte issues. I'm not saying it's the only thing that's causing electrolyte issues, but it's a red flag for electrolyte issues always. For everybody cramping, by the way, and tremors, shaking. Anybody who has shaking issues or cramping issues, those are signs. Those are red flags for electrolyte issues. Okay.
I'm sorry to talk over you. I've been to the ER a couple times, and both times they've given me IVs, and they told me my electrolytes are fine in my blood.
Well, okay. I don't necessarily go by that, but because you have the symptoms. I'm more of a symptom guy than a lab guy, as you probably know if you've listened to this program. I'm looking at symptoms. I'm looking at what's real, not reference ranges. So you have the symptoms. I'm not saying that's what's causing it. I'm not even saying you have it. But that's one red flag right there. B vitamins are another one. And water soluble, of course. B vitamins. Okay, hang on. We'll finish up when we come back. Don't go away, Brian, okay?
Okay.
All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll be back on the Bright Side right after this.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Ben Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who has been using nutritional supplementation like medicines for decades, seeing tremendous health benefits. That's why he drinks Pollen Burst from Longevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
Pollen Burst has got the B vitamins in there, and the B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of food. So if you're eating foods that are cooked, if you're eating foods that are frozen, if you're eating foods that are prepared in any way, you're going to be deficient in these B vitamins. And the B vitamins work on the parts of the body that move the fastest: the brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. Those are the four systems that respond rapidly to the B vitamins.
To feel changes in your body's fast-moving systems, order Longevity Pollen Burst by calling 877-551-1301. That's 877-551-1301 or on the web at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Bright Side, 844-236-6010 is our number. We're talking to Brent in Missouri, and we do have lines open. Let's get to Brent here. Brent, got some cramping up, bodybuilding, lots of magnesium. What else is going on? What else is going on in your health, with your health?
Like I said, the veins were going on this year.
And you're clogged up.
I have a lot of bowel problems. Gonna start doing some colonics. Hopefully that'll help a little bit.
That'll help. Okay, here's the thing. You're still working out?
No, I can't do anything physically. My body gives out.
Got it. Okay, so you got, sounds to me like you got some serious blood problems. And that would explain the cramping, because you might be taking electrolytes, but you may not be delivering the electrolytes. You may have a kidney issue.
Okay.
And also an adrenal thing going on, too. Do you crave salt at all?
Salty things, yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah, it sounds like to me like you're deficient in electrolytes following something going on with the kidney or the circulatory system, the blood. So are you? Did you? Like, how long ago did you stop working out, or did you? Were you unable to work out? I should say.
Beginning of this year when all the cramping started.
So you were working out till then.
I'm sorry.
You were working out. You were fine till then. You were working out fine till then.
Oh yeah, yeah. January, February this year.
Something's going on, my man. This is a classic case of how you assess what's going on in the body and then work where you can work. So you got a blood problem, circulatory problem, okay? So how do you work on a circulatory problem or a blood problem? Well, how does the blood, is a closed system. It's in tubes, but there's some interfaces. There's some places where we can control what's in the blood. What's the most obvious place where you can control what gets into the blood?
What I eat.
Exactly. Exactly. And the fact that you're clogged up and constipated tells me that there's an issue there. So I would be focusing, that's where I would be focusing if I were you. I would be focusing, and it could be that it could be something that you used to be able to tolerate that you can no longer tolerate. That happens sometimes. And as I was saying at the beginning of the program, don't have preconceived ideas about what's good and what's bad. Go by your body. I was talking yesterday about my friend who's got problems with avocados and mushrooms and things that you wouldn't necessarily think would be problematic. But that's why you always want to go by your symptoms. It doesn't matter what you're doing and what you're not doing. It matters what your symptoms are telling you. And then you always want to go by that. So I'd be working on cleaning the blood and starting off from two directions. Number one, with the digestive system, everything you could do, food diary, eliminating problem foods, the best probiotic supplements you could find, fiber. You might want to start using glucosamine supplements, which would have multiple benefits for you, including digestive health benefits. Gelatin would also be helpful for you. These are building substances that help with the digestive system. And then also saturating your body with well-balanced electrolytes and B vitamins. And, I mean, if you could do it, I would tell you, and I don't know if you can or not, but you're a perfect candidate for IV nutrition, well-balanced IV nutrition. But in lieu of that, at least liquids. And then also liquid juices. Are you juicing at all, veggie juices? Get a Vitamix if you don't have one.
I got one. I need to start using it, yeah.
Start using it. You're going to change your life. 50 is an interesting age because you do you start to notice things. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yes.
You know, and let me tell you, it's not, you're not uphill now. It's almost, you're not quite on the downhill side, but you're getting close. So now's
sure.
the time. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah, and then as soon as you can get back into the gym, get back into the gym. What kind of stuff were you doing?
In the gym?
Yeah. Weightlifting?
Oh, yeah.
Like your whole life kind of thing?
I'm sorry?
Were you lifting your whole life?
Yeah, I used to compete and everything, but my body...
Let me ask you this. Were you the kind of guy that was lifting so much and in such good shape when you were young that you thought you could blow off some other things?
Exactly.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I've seen guys like you. That's funny.
Yep.
And then there's a reckoning. There's a price to be paid. But I was always envious of people who could do all kinds of stuff, including smoking cigarettes, and still do bodybuilding for somehow, and weightlifting.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's like some people could just gift it genetically. I could never do it. But the time comes when you got to pay the piper if that was you. So, and then you know what else? You should probably, if you haven't been, and likely you haven't, start doing some aerobic stuff, you know, or anaerobic, I guess you'd say, running, that kind of stuff, or treadmill, or stairs, any of that?
I can barely move my legs right now.
That's true. But as soon as you can, start doing stuff that wins you and that cuts you up. You know,
sure. And
not long term, not like jogging, you know, for miles or running for miles, but high intensity. Are you familiar with the new stuff they call high intensity training?
HIT? Oh, yeah.
Have you done that?
Oh, yeah.
Have you done it?
Yes.
That's awesome. Where did you compete?
Just locally here in Kansas City, just in a drug tested. I've always been natural, so I've never done anything bad.
And so this was like in the 90s? You were like
totally ripped. Early 2000s, yeah.
Early 2000s. And did you win anything?
I did okay, but I wasn't anything to brag about.
Gotcha. But were you like off, like completely ripped and
Oh yeah. I have
2% body fat or something. What was your body fat?
I probably got down to like 4, but you know, I had a hard time losing weight, but a pretty easy to put on weight.
And you never did any of the steroids or any of that stuff? Nothing?
Never.
No
drug-free
juice?
Life. Yeah.
Good for you. Good for you. Well, I hope I helped you out, Brent.
Yes, thank you very much.
Okay, good deal. Thanks for calling from Missouri. Yeah, I have a lot of friends who, in the gym, they could do everything. They could drink Gatorade and alcohol and crappy electrolyte drinks and eat pizza and Little Caesars pizza. And they just figured, if I'm a bodybuilder, I can eat whatever I want to eat because I'm burning the calories. This was back in the 1980s. And I was always in awe of that, or kind of jealous that they could do that because I could never do it. But now a lot of these bodybuilders are in their 60s and they have arthritis and they're not so healthy. And by the way, for you bodybuilders and weightlifters out there, that's not, we have this idea in our culture, another meme, by the way, that if you have a six pack abs and you have ripped biceps and triceps, that you're healthy. That doesn't mean you're healthy. Making the body grow, anabolism, driving the production of connective tissue and muscle, doesn't necessarily make you metabolically healthy. Your metabolism can still be thrown off and you can drive the production of connective tissue. The ultimate example is people who do steroids, but you can still do it just by doing a lot of push-ups and chin-ups and pull-ups. You can still build muscle. That doesn't mean your heart is healthy. So we don't want to confuse the ripped look with good health, although a lot of people who are ripped are healthy. But I would say the people who are maximally the stereotypical type of kind of ripped Arnold Schwarzenegger look that everybody assumes is healthy is really not all that healthy. It's better to be limber. In fact, yoga, from a health perspective, is probably better for you than weightlifting. Stretching the body, especially when you get older, a little bit of lifting is good. A little bit of lifting is definitely good, but you got to pick one or the other. Yoga is probably better. But if you can do both, a little bit of lifting and a lot of stretching, that's what we should all be doing, especially as we get older. Little lift, a lot of stretch. That can go a huge, huge, long way towards helping people who have joint and connective tissue pain issues, pain problems, scoliosis, osteoporosis, bursitis, tendonitis. All of these kinds of health challenges that we use pain pills for, we assume we need pain pills for, are really can be modified to a great extent by stretching and by certain kinds of exercises, weightlifting or even better, body weight exercises, things where you use your body weight like push-ups or pull-ups. Anything where you use your body weight is going to really be can really be effective, and it's something you can do right out of your home. Push-ups and pull-ups and sit-ups and that kind of thing. Get a rubber band. You can get it on Amazon.com. You can get these heavy-duty rubber bands, and you can do some really, really good exercises just with a heavy-duty rubber band, resistance training types exercises. And then yoga, stretching is an amazingly helpful health strategy for helping improve lymphatic drainage, for helping improve blood circulation, for improving circulation to the cartilage and to the connective tissue. It's a very underappreciated mechanism for dealing with pain, dealing with frailty, and dealing with accelerated aging. And, of course, it's something that you could do from the comfort of your own living room while you're watching television. Or ideally, the best time to stretch is when you come out of a warm shower or when you come out of a warm bath. All right, don't forget to check out our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. For all the longevity products, click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. If you want to join the Brightside Ben team for a one-time $30 fee, you can be in business for yourself. And don't forget about truthtreatments.com for our Truth Skin Health products. And our truthnourishment.com for our new shopping site, our new shopping site for products like the Hedron Large Device Harmonizer and our Bergamot products and female hormone balance products. Chaparral extracts up there, cayenne extracts. We've got hemp salves up there, and also superfood powders from Enter Food, a Boulder, Colorado company. I'm proud to say.
The mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.